pleased you're here with us this morning. At Christmas time across the world, many performances take place of Handel's Messiah. Handel was born in Germany, but spent a lot of his life in Britain and was eventually buried in Westminster Abbey. The first time the Messiah was performed, it was performed in Dublin, but its most famous performance was in London in 1743. The King was present, King George II. And when it got to the Hallelujah chorus, you know the Hallelujah chorus, Hallelujah, 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 and it goes on and on and on, Hallelujah. During that, the King was so moved that he stood up. And everyone watching, when the King stood up, thought, oh, maybe we'd better stand up as well. And they did. And it became a tradition every time the Messiah is performed since then, that when it comes to the Hallelujah chorus, the whole audience stands. And it's very moving whenever that happens. But my favorite part of the Messiah is the musical rendition of Isaiah 9, verse 6. I'll not sing it, but it goes like this. For unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called, I will sing it, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Words directly taken from the King James Version of Isaiah chapter 9, and most of it is based on the King James Version and also the Book of Common Prayer. Jesus, wonderful. It means awe-inspiring. We use the word awe far too lightly nowadays. Everything's awesome. But true awe is when we feel overwhelmed with wonder. And we are to be in awe of Jesus Christ and who exactly he is. Counselor. Like an advocate in a court of law, Jesus is our counselor in the courtroom of heaven. He speaks for us. His wisdom at the bar of divine justice knows no end. Jesus, our counselor, as well as wonderful. The mighty God, man, yes, but the God-man, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, taking upon himself flesh, the eternal Son, the eternal God. The everlasting Father, the mystery of the Godhead in Matthew chapter 11. No one knows the Father except the Son. And anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. None of us can know God the Father in our own way, in our own terms. Only Jesus can open to us who God the Father is. He is the revelation of God the Father. And lastly, he is the Prince of Peace. Someone this week in Bethlehem said, the city is empty from happiness, empty from joy, empty from kids. There is no celebration this year. No Christmas tree. No carols. No Christmas market. Because there's war in Bethlehem. But Jesus will one day bring universal peace. One day when the kingdom of God is revealed in all its glory, there will be no more armies. There will be no more air forces. There will be no more navies. There will be an end of all wars. Because he is the Prince of Peace. So as I close, let us be grateful and thankful that unto us such a son is given, the government upon his shoulders, and let us make him the governor of our lives, living under his rule, for his rule is good and kind and wise and loving and peaceful. It has its challenges, because we're called to take up the cross and to follow him. But may we know that in Jesus Christ we have the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the wonderful Counselor. And may it be that all of us know and experience him today. May he not be the gift refused, but may he be the gift received. And may we know him, whom to know is eternal life. We stand to sing our closing carol, Sing We the Song.